A lot of flute in there, but also some fine fiddling from Catherine Clare, my guest today on the Saturday Cafe. Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Introduce your cohorts and compatriots,
yes,
would you please?
I will. On my left, I have Zach Borden with me in the studio on mandolin.
Make a noise, Zach.
Hello.
And on my right, I have Ara Lee on vocals.
Welcome to both of you. I've been, you know, putting together a Christmas show this morning. It's Christmas solstice.
Great.
And just a ton of Celtic music and British Isles music. It seems like three quarters of everything traditional this time of year comes from that tradition.
I agree.
So how do you choose what to play? There's so much.
I know, there is so much. Yeah, and then when you get into just general wintertime songs as well, there's so much to choose from. So, yeah, it's just been a process of what can fit in 2 hours on a stage.
Do you choose things based on what's well known? Do you intentionally go find the stray and unfamiliar things?
I think a little bit of both. Like this year, we'll do one song today that I just learned while traveling, so that it was great and a little bit more obscure, at least to me. But then we're also doing like a Gordon Lightfoot song, you know, that's obviously very well known and well loved. So I think,
Was that Big Steel Rail? No, A Circle of Steel.
A Song for a Winter's Night.
Oh, he actually did several that would fit into.
I guess,
Wow. Well, this concert is kind of a homecoming for you, being at St. Mary's Episcopal Church. You've got a history there?
I do, yeah. I grew up singing in the choir there. My mom was the choir teacher, choir director. And I have played many a role in the Christmas pageant, starting with, a lamb, and I think culminating in the angel of the Lord.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I think that was the culminating. That was really the high point for me. It's all been downhill since that. Just kidding.
Did you ever play Mary?
I did, actually. It's funny. Mary, I played Mary before Angel of the Lord. In my mind, Angel of the Lord is really the pinnacle of Christmas pageantry.
Unless, of course, you were baby Jesus.
True. I never did get to play baby Jesus.
Anybody else have any pageant-related memories to share?
Nothing is coming.
I have memorized the myrrh verse of We Three Kings.
You had to memorize?
I had two brothers, and so that was our performance piece at Christmas. And I had Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume brings a voice of gathering doom. Was it something sighing, grieving, toiling, sighing, grieving, dying? Sealed in a stone-cold tomb.
It's such a dark song, that one. It really is. We Three Kings, I know.
And nobody knows what myrrh is anyway. Garrison Keillor thought it was a hamburger casserole, that they had just shortened it to myrrh.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you all have instruments. We all have microphones. You should sing something for us, please.
Sure. We're going to do a version of a well-known and loved song called The Snows They Melt the Soonest. Here we go. They melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. Corn, it ripens fastest when the frosts are setting in. When a woman tells me that my face she'll soon forget. Before we part, I'll wage a crown. They melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The swallow flies out of thought as long as it is spring.
coolness when the winds begin to sing. Be that flute, summer shone in winter cannot sting. I've seen Norman's anger melt between the night and the morn. So surely not a harder thing to melt a woman's scorn.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Catherine Clare, voice and guitar, Ara Lee voice, and Zach Borden with that hot, hot mandolin.
I know. It's getting hot in here.
Do you guys play together regularly? I know that you and Ara have been touring a bit. I know Zach more from his own solo work and from early Casey Neal Trio stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Zach and I actually haven't worked together a ton. We've started working together more. It's been a total honor. We've always known each other in similar circles and ended up at festivals. We've done some lots of sitting ins and so it's been great to finally work with Zach.
You're performing tonight at
St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
What time does the concert start?
The concert starts at 7:30 and doors will open at 7. And want to remind people that the best entrance is the one from Pearl. So 1300 Pearl is the address we're giving. There are many doors to St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
It's a confusing space, yes. There are many doors into the Lord, I suppose.
I suppose so.
12 gates into the city, I think, is the standard blueprint. Well, I really appreciate you making it out to the Saturday Cafe today.
Thank you so much.
And we have time for another song, if you would be so kind.
We would love to. This is a song I picked up while traveling in Holland this fall, and met two lovely singers there, and they recorded this on a little demo CD, and I just fell in love with it the minute I heard it.
Traveling in Holland?
Yes.
Tell a little more about that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity. I did a trip to India and went and performed and taught at an international school there.
Wow.
And I have a longstanding connection to Holland. My grandfather was Dutch and lots of friends there still. So I routed my trip through Amsterdam, and I ended up doing a couple shows while I was in Amsterdam, and got billed one night with these two lovely female singers.
And what are their names?
Sophie and Margot, and they go by the Lasses is the name of their band.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me just this lovely little homemade demo, and this song was on it. And they sang it the night I played with them, and the minute I heard it, I was like, I am doing that for the winter show this year. It's so beautiful.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Follow the Heron Home. And oh, it's, do you know this one?
I do know that song.
Yeah, and it's written by Corinne Paulwort.
I know, we have Corinne's version here. I've played it several times.
Oh, good. You haven't played it today, though?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
Would I do that to you?
Awesome. Well, here we go.
Oh, the back of the winter is broken, and the light lingers long by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in the gowans that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home. In darkness we cradle our sorrow, and we stoke all our fire of fear. Now these bones that lie empty and hollow are ready for gladness and cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of morning away, and we follow the heron home. Its sounds of your home. As the north wind delivers its sermon of ice and salt water and stone. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of morning. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home, and we'll follow the heron home.
Catherine Clare, Arily, and Zach Borden live on the Saturday Cafe. They're performing tonight at 7:30 at St. Mary's Episcopal Church, Pearl Street at 13th in Eugene. Thank you again so much. It's
Thank
wonderful
so
to
much.
Have you
Very
for the holidays.
Yeah.
Have a great solstice and a lovely Christmas.
You too.